I just wanted to talk about motives today. All of our motives in everything we do should be pure and not focused on us and completely honoring and glorifying to God. So as we go into life, and whether it be your job or your school or your home life, your missions trip, your, you know, everything, you know, what are your motives? And it's not an end-all be-all, like you're just going to, you know, perfect it one day. It's a constant rechecking yourself moment to moment, place by place basis, because we're imperfect and terribly imperfect. So to keep ourselves in check, you know, to come to each event in our lives, each place of employment, each school, all the things we got going on, each place we need to enter with that heart of, how am I going to use today? How am I going to use this to honor God? Am I doing this most faithful to our holy and perfect God? I fear in my own life I'm too unawed by God too often. I spend a lot of my time in awe of God, and you know, just like I said a couple of voice memos ago, we talked about common grace and, you know, just seeing that everywhere, and even in the sinful, rebellious, unregenerate people. So there's plenty of my time that it does just help me to stay focused, but there's just so much that I'm taking my eyes off Christ and not being in complete awe of His glory. And so just, you know, wanting to check myself, because if we could be doing the best things in the world for one another and for God, but if our motives are not right, then the whole thing is truly a waste. God's not honoring it. God's not in it. And it's harsh sometimes, because we can be doing the purest of actions and really doing it with wrong motives. So let's just keep ourselves in check. That's why we need to be involved in a good church and doing life with a few close friends that really know when you're just being an idiot and can call you out on your crap. So I pray that even making it known to your friends, saying, you know, let's keep each other in check. Let's make sure we're asking, you know, is this the best way to do this? Why are you doing this certain way? And, you know, this all sounds really kind of ambiguous right now, but I have no real specific points. Maybe when I get this blog out, I'll send you guys the link and you'll see what I mean. I'll be hitting it at worship leaders, like I said, but I think the root of it all will be very poignant to most other areas in life. So that's all. Love you guys. Let's check our hearts.